welcome back to another year and another episode of On a Related Note podcast. I'm Mecca.
And I'm Mia.
And happy 2025. I hope it is a happy 2025.
That's crazy. It's 2025.
Yes, it is crazy.
Like, we're really out here in 2025.
6 days in.
Bro, literally, it only feels like it's been 2 days.
Yeah. it's one of those things. Like, it's already crawling, but it's already like flying. But I'm not going to think too much about that. So I hope you guys had a good holiday season for whichever one you celebrate, whether it's Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or nothing at all. I hope you just still had a good time, and hope you celebrated New Year's safely and had a good time. All those good wishes. And in the spirit of that, we're going to kick this episode off with just a few. And I say few, but I might get to yapping, but some of our New Year's goals. For me, it's like a long list, but it's just because I broke it down into little things. So I have like my primary goals, my secondary goals, and then a bunch of miscellaneous stuff. So like my primary ones, get in a car, which I'm on track to do by March, or I'm aiming for March. And I think I shouldn't have any problems. So get in a car, and then at some point this year, I want to get a better job so that I can keep the car. And a big thing for me, I saw this sticker in some random store. I think it said, "Everything is scary, do things anyway." And so this year, I'm very much trying to not let fear keep me from doing things, because I've always done that. Too scared to do this, too scared to say that, too afraid to take this chance. So I'm trying to say yes to more things, or just like not block myself from doing stuff. And then I also want to renew my passport, because it's about to expire and I don't want to have to go through the process of getting a whole new one someday. So I'm going to renew my passport. And I'll stop there and get into some other ones. Want to give you a chance to get some out. I know your list, just like with the reflections, is not as extensive as mine.
Because I haven't sat and really thought about it yet.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
I'm just going to say one of mine then, because I have very few. I have read more, because I've always liked reading. And I still technically do read, but just not in like long form capacity. But I have a lot of books that are not being shown affection that is in my room, and it's kind of sad. So I want to get more into reading, at least like maybe like a book a month.
I feel like that's reasonable.
I mean, I feel like I could do more if I just read every day, but we'll see how that goes.
Baby steps. Once a month.
We'll see how that goes. Yeah, because I'll be like, oh my gosh, let's read like 2 books a month. And then I don't read anything. And then it just goes the rest of the year, because I'm like, oh, that's such a lofty dream. And it just doesn't work.
Start small.
Yeah, I should have like actually looked at them before we recorded, because that's what I intended to do. But I have a lot of books. We brought it up in a previous episode, where we would go to like Dollar Tree and go to the book section and look around and just buy like one or two, because they seem intriguing. And I have a lot of random assorted genres right now. The ones that I remember is one like Wild West, half romance, half action adventure. Dudes are escorting some girls to be married to someone, but then like something happens, so now they're trying to protect the girls. And I'm like, this sounds wild from beginning to end. So I got that for the laughs, because I feel like it's going to be a funny book, but low-key a good book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm interested. I need you to...
Yeah, like, I need... That's, like, the first one I'm probably going to read, because that was one of the first ones I got, and it's just been sitting there lonely. Then there was another one written by this Black author with a Black female protagonist in, like, a magical world. But I was like, okay, what kind of fantasy magic? Because it could go a lot of different routes. But it was like, deeply involved in like whatever that woman's culture is. It low-key might be like Latino culture. I can't really remember.
I need
to look at the author again, but it seemed interesting, because like the girl in her something about her working in a manor for this guy, but the guy like had magic and she, it was like supposed to be a secret. I don't really know, but it seemed like it was a little less of ooh, fan fiction writer back in like 2010s Wattpad writing cute little magic story and she fell in love with her like boss in a magic manner. It seemed more like grounded, and I think the fact that they're both adults makes it different, because I think, you know, a lot of it is written from like, oh, I'm a teenager and I'm a blah, 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 magic world. But I was like, I kind of like how like solid the foundation for this sounds. So I got it. Also, the cover was really pretty. I'll put a picture. And the third book was some book about immortality, like a scientific
research. Oh, the nonfiction one?
Yeah, like scientific research.
It had like doors and study
questions or something. Yeah. And I was like, I'm intrigued. So I got it. So, yeah, I just have a lot of random books, a lot more. Actually, I got some folding shelves for Christmas recently, obviously, because Christmas was, like, last week.
2 weeks ago?
2 weeks it's ago, okay. Yeah. Like, time doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And I've been wanting folding shelves for a while for my books, so I've been going through them so I could arrange them once the shelves are finished being put on the wall, and I'm just like, wow. Literally, where these books come from? Like, I forgot I had half of them. I had birds, books on herbs and gardening that I forgot I owned, like three of them. So I'm like, okay, guess I gotta start growing some tomatoes or something sometime.
Where? Oh, well, our grandparents' backyard.
Some basil. I mean, just throw them in a little flower pot, put it in the living room.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, cute little. Do we use? I mean, no, we can just, I can grow them so that we can have an excuse to use it in cooking
more. We use parsley, well, not we. Our mom does most of the cooking. and when I do foray into it, it's like basic ingredients. But parsley is a big one. So if you could grow that, and then I don't, whatever is in Italian seasoning. So maybe basil's in there. I don't know. But whatever is in the like, pre-done Italian seasoning, because we use that a lot. So
you make
just don't grow no cilantro, because I don't like that.
You know, I still haven't figured out if I like it or not, because I can't, it was in something that I ate, but I don't know if it was the cilantro I didn't like or something else. So I think I just need to like try it isolated to see if it's, if I have the weird
the soap gene. Although I don't know if it tastes like soap to me, it's just not good.
Like I don't know if I have to like 100% in or 100% out.
Don't they call it coriander like everywhere else and we call it cilantro?
I'm pretty sure because I think we looked it up before.
Because I was about to say, I want to know the difference. Like if coriander came from somewhere and then cilantro is like, is that a Spanish word and we got it from?
So fresh cilantro and fresh coriander are the same thing, just with different names depending on where they're grown and used. In the U.S., cilantro refers to the leafy green part in the stems, whereas the seeds are referred to as coriander seeds.
Okay.
Still in the U.S., but everywhere else.
The whole thing is coriander.
Probably.
Okay. Yeah, one of those things.
You know, Americans gotta be a little bit different.
Oh, a little bit, huh?
Because it comes from the Coriandrum sativum plant. So they just called it coriander because coriandrum. So we were like, cilantro. Like, where did we get that from?
It's like, oh my gosh. There was some video years ago of this kid reading one of those like ABC books or whatever. And it would be like, this word or this letter, this letter. And he put it together and he said something entirely like wrong. Or the one where the kid was like pointing at animals. And he pointed at a penguin and was like, elephant! Like, so cute.
What's the meme?
Alligator. Yeah! That one? It was from like, some game show.
What three-letter word? That's all I remember of the question. It was like, what three-letter word?
Something, something. And he was like, alligator.
Alligator. Like, all parts of that answer was incorrect.
That was a fine, wasn't
it? I'm pretty sure he said it wasn't. It was like, it's supposed to start with another letter, but he said alligator. And I'm like... This guy was not listening. Like, actually, he just wasn't meant to.
Does that need to go on our inside joke list?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, anyway, you wanted me to read some of mine? Okay, so some of my secondary goals, I say some, I only have three, so I'll just read them all, is to do something outside of my comfort zone. Like, I saw last year that somewhat locally, there are ESL, which is English as a Second Language, conversation practice meetings. So people who need to need help working on their English, they come to these meetings, English speakers go, and y'all just talk or whatever and help people. So that's something I would like to do this year. I don't even know if they still have those meetings, but if they do, I'm going to try to go to one. I also want to get my first tattoo finally. And I want to doom scroll less because, man, if I don't sit there on Facebook just scrolling. That's like, weird. I call myself avoiding Instagram for that reason. And for the most part, I'm good about it. But then I just do this.
You just double up.
Well, not really double up, but like, I really should be trying to limit it on Facebook. But I'm just like, oh, since I cut out Instagram, I'm good. But like, no, I will scroll like crazy through Facebook or just like open and close apps. And just like, I just need to spend less time on my phone and do more reading. Like you said, it's a goal of mine to do some more reading. I want to game a little bit more.
Before you move on, that's why I wasn't doing my shows earlier. Because I was doom scrolling, and I don't even know that's the proper term, because I think doom scrolling actually is like a negative connotation. Oh. Like I kind of tried to Google it once, and I think I got two definitions mixed up, so I might be wrong, but you know, something like, oh, you're diving down the self-deprecation type posts, and like, because you're like, oh my god, this is me, oh my god, why can't I be different, why,
okay,
like, well, that type of thing, I think. But I honestly just use doom scrolling. It's just like,
I do too.
I just can't get out of scrolling.
Yeah,
but according to Google. But I was like, all right, Google, so anyway, I'm going to use the word how I want to use the word.
Yeah, well, like, I guess in it's a
just endless mindless scrolling
in a wider setting like this, I guess, you know, I just want to scroll less. I want to stop like mindlessly watching video after video, watching short after short, you know. I want to do less of that this year. Want to read more, want to game more. I do not want to become a gamer, but there are like maybe four games
you're going to start on one of our episodes one day is like, welcome back, guys. Today on a new episode. What's good, chat? How you doing? Nah. And I'm like, oh.
No, it will never be me. But I want to, we haven't touched Ace Attorney Investigations in like months. So we want to get back to playing that, finish that. I haven't touched Mirror's Edge in months because I didn't rage quit, but I quit because I was like, man, I can't get past this thing. So I need to, I think I need to go like do some side missions and get enough points to up my stamina and the gear that I have so I can take more damage, and then get back to the mission I was doing. So I want to pick that back up. I bought a full version of a VR game that I played the demo for on PlayStation VR last spring. And so I bought the full version a couple weeks ago and I've been enjoying that. So want to play that. Depending on how that ends, might get part two. So yeah, some games I want to play. And then Mia and I have a list of movies. It's a short list, but we have some movies that we've like said, let's watch this, and then never get around to watching it. So it's a goal to watch those movies and maybe more. So I think we're going to start with like maybe doing two a month because that's less pressure instead of trying to do like, oh, let's set aside time for one a week or something like that, because you know, we got other stuff going on. So those are my secondary goals. Back to you.
Not
what are you doing? Yeah, she didn't get the chance.
You jumped right. I was just gonna do it after we did this. I didn't realize you were starting with this.
My bad. That's just how it flows.
Well, my fidget friend for this episode—it's like 15 minutes in—is this fish. I know it is 2025, but with him, we are bringing it back to circa 2009 at an elementary fall festival where I won him. I don't really remember what the game was, but I got him, and I was like, cool, a fish. But then I hung it in my dresser and actually just really liked it for some reason. I named him Firewood because he's red and black, and I saw the red is the fire and the black is like burnt wood from the fire. I should have known that name. So his name's Firewood, and yeah, he's still in one piece.
I just know it came from Oriental Trading Company, bro, because the fall festival
I'm
like
pretty sure it did.
The fall festival games always have like those little trinket gifts, and they're always just you mass order it from the Oriental Trading Company catalog.
I might bring them in as other fidget friends in later episodes, but from the same fall festival, I also got these two small mice that were also dangling from a little golden thread. And I named them, well, I forgot exactly how I worded it, but I basically named them like mommy mice and daddy mice, because they were red and purple, and those are our parents' favorite colors.
That's kind of cute. Like,
this is them, but mice. Although I think my mom would hate that.
Yeah, because she does not like anything with a tail, like a rat or a mouse or a possum. Like, she
but they're
does
so
not.
Cute. Like the little plushies that I got, they're just so cute, and it was purple and red, and I'm like, that's like my parents. So. they're just there. They're in the same trio in my head mentally with Firewood. Is Firewood and
because it's like the same texture, honestly.
Yeah, like the same and I fabric. Got them the same time, so they're just like the gang. But another one of my goals is to experiment with cooking and baking more, and to just eat new foods, because that was kind of a goal last year, but it wasn't really something I said out loud. It was just things that sort of happened, because in college, I would have friends that would like go to places and get food that I didn't usually eat. So I'd be like, let's see what it's talking about. And like one time, one of my friends, she's Italian, and she made us a nice little pasta dish that Jane was fire. I don't remember if I took a picture, but if I did, I'll put a picture.
I think you did. I feel like I sent it to us.
Yeah. But it was really good. And I hadn't had that type of sauce before. I actually forgot what it was called.
Something you can't pronounce?
I should have prepared before this. No, I can pronounce it. I just forgot the word. But it was really good. And she was scared because she was like, are you even going to like this? I should have asked before. And I was like, I mean, it smells good, so let's just try it out. And I was like the only one at the table who hadn't really had that before. And I ate it and I was like, I'm going to put the gif of the exact guy that I'm emulating. But I was like,
the one you just sent me?
Yeah. I was like, Like, I was like, this is great. So I want more of that.
You did your thing.
Like,
send me the recipe.
Like, serious. No, you just need to cook it for me. Because I don't think I can do it justice. No, I just don't know if I can do it justice. But yeah, I've kind of gotten that way with soup. Like, I've been eating a lot of soup, and I was never a soup gal. Just because, like, I didn't say, oh, I don't like soup. I just never really ate it. But now I'm like,
Only thing we ever had was, like,
the chicken noodle
soup when we were sick. That's kind of how we
grew up. I kind of just associated soups with being sick. But, and I still low-key do, because I normally go get a soup if my tummy hurt and I'm scared to eat anything heavier and I would throw up. So I'm like, you know what? Let's get some soup. But now I just eat it kind of whenever. And I'm like, soup is nice. I want to make my own. But like,
I have a recipe for our grandma's vegetable soup. I just haven't made it yet, but it tends to be pretty good. So,
yeah, and I've been baking a little bit, but I want to like experiment with cooking dishes more because I don't know. Like in my head, I think it's just because I started baking first, like baking more first over cooking. Because in my head, I'm like, oh, cooking sounds more complicated than baking. But, like, it's kind of opposite.
Yeah.
And, like, you can get away with doing things that are away from the recipe in cooking, and it still can come out pretty good. But in baking, unless you, like, truly know what you're doing, you got to stick to the script. That ain't going to blow up. So I'm like, I don't know why I'm thinking this mentally, but I'm pretty sure it's just because, like, oh, I'm just a little more used to baking at the moment, and cooking just sounds like. Like cooking like full scale meals with like special, I don't know, techniques, glazes, seasonings, I don't know, specific cooking time. Got to flip that, Jane, like deep frying. I don't know. It just sounds like a lot. So I'm like, I'm gonna mess it up.
See, I'm not like experienced enough with cooking yet to feel super confident. But and because of that, I always have to like ask our parents to like check behind me, like make sure this chicken is cooked, because if I give y'all food poisoning, I'm never gonna forgive myself. So I'm like, oh my god, is it like cooked through? And it always is, but I'm still just paranoid. So I have not been able to, unless I put it in a slow cooker, I've not been confident that I cook stuff all the way through. So I gotta get over that.
Also not confident that I would somehow mess a step up. Because, you know, like I just said, like cooking is a little more forgiving. But the one time in college what I made. It's so easy to make tacos. Like, it's really not that many steps. But I was texting my parents. I was like, this is the first time I'm doing it totally on my own. And I was like, hey, should I do this or should I do this? And they were like, oh, just do this. And I'm like, bet.
And still messed it up.
I think I was asking them about, like, how do I go about draining the grease, because I didn't have the proper strainer. I was like, do I, like, use a spoon and scoop it out, or, like, tilt it? Like, how do I, what do you suggest I do? And I actually forgot what they told me, but I went to go do it, but I still somehow flipped the order of draining the grease first and then adding the water and seasonings. I basically just did not drain the grease. Poured the water in there with the grease. And then I forgot. After I poured the water, I forgot that I didn't pour the grease out. And I was like, because I already put the seasonings and stuff in there and everything. I was like, oh, well, guess I'll die. And I finished cooking the tacos and I ate it. And my stomach didn't even hurt. This is why I don't understand my stomach organ, because it'll be upset at the slightest thing. I eat one Skittle. My stomach is hurting. I eat grease tacos and I'm okay. And I texted back in horror, like, y'all will never believe what I just did. And they were like, well, girl, how? And I'm like, I don't know. Mm-mm-mm. But I lived to tell the tale, as you said. So moral of the story is, there really is no moral. Nah. I'm not confident in myself to cook. Maybe alone.
So the moral is, this year you're trying to change that. Yes.
Yeah, we'll say that. Yeah, we'll go with that. You continue.
That's one of my... Oh, wait, continue with...
You got a lot.
Yeah, I'm not reading all of them. But one of mine is actually to continue trying new recipes, because I did a few last year. I talked about that in the last episode. So... I want to keep doing that, keep trying new things. Yesterday, 2 days ago, backtracking a little bit further, one of my supervisors got me a mini loaf pan set for Christmas. And I was like, I'm going to bake cakes for you guys at work. And so I went to do that a couple of days ago. And if I would have just did the math, I would have known. But in my head, I was like, yeah, it's going to make so many little loaves and I'm just going to have so many. No, it did not yield that much. And then also I didn't read through one of the recipes. So I was going to make three different kinds of cake, lemon loaf with lemon glaze, a marble loaf with vanilla glaze, and a chamomile tea loaf with strawberry glaze. And I didn't read through the chamomile tea cake recipe and forgot that you have to let a couple of the things set for an hour before you actually start baking. And it was already 11 p.m. because I was late starting with my baking. So I was like, yeah, well, that one's not getting made. So I've never baked on such a scale. So I'm going to try again this coming weekend and just double the recipes and give myself more time. So this will be a big undertaking for me, but it's kind of exciting. And not many people at my job know that I'm doing it. So we have inventory coming up. And so I'm going to bring it for inventory, and I hope to excite some people, because like making people smile sometimes. but yeah, I want to keep trying new recipes. I want to do pizza from scratch, because I don't think we've done that. I've done it with a friend, maybe.
Me too.
But we've never done it as a family, so I want to do that.
I've been talking about it lately. I know. I for some reason, I'm just itching to do it. I just want to do it.
I've
it
had so simple. The ingredients in my grocery list for a few months, but I just haven't bought them. So I want to keep trying different desserts. Words. I want to get back into baking bread. I've only done it a couple times, but I want to do more breads and soups. That's on my list as well. And I'm thinking about touching up my highlights in my hair again this year, because I don't want them to grow out this time. I enjoy them. I want to go to the library more often to read more, like we've already said. And also to do podcast editing, or just to hang out for the day, because libraries are cool places. And, I want to go to an archery range and maybe even take lessons. I want to take lessons eventually. I don't know if I'm going to get to that this year, but I at least want to go to the range and just like mess around, which I might be doing for my birthday, which is coming up. So we'll see if that happens. I'm going to try once again to study Japanese and Spanish. Don't know what steps I'm going to take to actually hold myself accountable in doing that, but at least maybe we can do Japanese together, because we tried that. We tried to like do it together and make it a thing, but it's just like, I need a lesson plan, man. Like, I need structure.
They have websites and stuff for that.
They do. It's just a matter of me sitting down and actually putting in that work. I want to go to more local pro wrestling shows, because we actually have several that get put on, and I haven't been to any of them, so that's a goal this year. And I think we talked about it last episode, but like embroidering and sewing, like doing more of that, or learning more for, in my case. And then last things I'll mention is I want to keep doing new things, exploring, doing new activities with family and friends. Like, I want to go to a Ren Fair this year, go horseback riding, and go to a candle making workshop, because my mom loves candles and I enjoy them too. And I think it would be cool to make them. And at least last year, there was something local that you could go to and do it. So hopefully they run events again this year. So yeah, those are some of my goals for this year. And I know that sounded like a lot, but there are more. There are more. They're just little things. So you did all yours? All that you wanted to?
Well, I put to write more fiction or not, because I used to write a lot and really was mostly fiction. But I don't know. I feel like I had a whole thing I wanted to say for that like yesterday, and I don't really remember it anymore. But yeah, I've just had a couple of my friends in different degrees talk about the things that they're writing or like wanting to write or getting back into. And I'm like, yeah, that's been in the back of my mind too. I just have not had the motivation. And one of my friends, I was video calling her for like several hours a couple nights ago, and well, it was probably like a week ago.
That was a few days ago, because I was playing Moss at the time. True. I think so.
Okay, and less than a week. For like half of it, we were talking about writing and like different things about writing. And I was like, every time I think about it, I don't have the motivation to do it. And she was like, that's the thing, you don't wait for the motivation to come to you, you just do it, because if you wait, it becomes this whole big thing in your head and it's got to be like this perfect way, but you just got to do it, because sometimes when you just like,
okay,
when you
nuggets.
Open up like your notes app, like don't sit down at your computer and like open up a document and just start typing, because that's literally what I would do. She was like, the thing she had written and showed me, she was like, she just wrote in her notes app one night, because she was just like, and it was like loose mentally, like it was a loose format, but it came out like good. And I was like, you're so right, queen. Like, I should do that. So yeah, I want to write more stuff, but I want to like also do more writing about things I research or look up, because if I research it, I kind of just sit and read it, but I don't
retain it.
Yeah, like I don't write anything about it. And I used to do that on and off, especially when it came to astronomy. Like, I could have wrote freaking short little novellas about the scientific discoveries and phenomena and concepts that I was researching back in middle school. But yeah, I just want to write more.
My friend Mike is doing the same thing. Well, he writes every now and then, and then he got inspiration. Like, he had a burst of motivation like a few months back, like maybe 3 months back, and he, you know, life stuff was happening, so that kind of fell by the wayside. But he still like pretty often talks about stories and stuff that he's writing, and so he definitely, that's something y'all have in common. But yeah, those are our goals for this year.
That took a lot longer than I thought.
Doesn't it always? But it was fun. It was cool. Then another thing I want to bring up in this episode, this is pretty much just a whatever episode. But I mentioned that we saw Moana earlier in December, and not too long after that, I saw I guess it's a Stitch, like they do on TikTok and stuff, but it was like a longer form thing of this one lady asked, why do Black people feel so emotionally connected when they see a Maori person do a haka. Or I don't think it's just like New Zealanders who do that. I think many Pacific Islanders do haka. And I was like, oh, this is a thing. I didn't know my people felt any kind of way about that. So then the video went into a clip of this young female MP in New Zealand who did a haka in the middle of like a Congress meeting or something. And then after that, there was another lady who was giving her theory on why Black people respond to haka the way they do, which apparently, again, I didn't know this was a thing, because she was like, yeah, Black people will congregate in the comment section of a haka video. And I was like, I didn't know. But her theory was that whenever we as Black people see an emotional display or a display that's very deeply rooted in culture and in calling your ancestors and stuff, her theory is that our ancestors kind of hitch a ride on that and speak to us through that. And I was like, this girl is like, she kind of spitting. Like, this kind of, this is interesting. I'm appreciating this take. Let me keep hearing you through. But she was like, yeah, it's just, now she didn't quite say this, but this is more so like me speaking now, but like from personal experience, I've never like, yeah, I'm Black. Yeah, I grew up around Black people. But I've never really been in tune with my culture the way that some other Black people are. And to see other cultures that are still like super connected to their ancestral ways or something like that, I've always been jealous of that, because I'm just like, it would be so cool to have something like that to connect to, or like be able to express, like whether it's clothing, whether it's a dance or music or whatever. I was always been kind of jealous of that. So her saying that, like, watching Maori people do a haka and like the way that their face seems to change, like they're literally channeling the spirits of their ancestors, and how like our ancestors are trying to speak to us through that, I was like, that's interesting. So I was talking to, again, my friend Mike about that one day. And he was like, you know, you shouldn't have ever felt guilty for not, for being more interested in, because I found myself to be more interested in other people's cultures for reasons like that.
You're literally just thinking that.
Than mine. Me. Right. So, and especially in high school, I always used to, like, I was super into K-pop. I was into Japanese stuff. When the movie Brave came out, I was like, this movie's interesting from a cultural standpoint, and them singing songs in Gaelic and mm-hmm. stuff like that, and me wanting to learn songs in different languages because it's just cool or whatever. Things like that I've always been more interested in, instead of like trying to, I guess, learn about Black culture or like where we come from and stuff like that. Although that is interesting as well. And it's not that I haven't learned anything, but it was just nothing that I was like outwardly interested in the same way. So he was like, you should have never been guilty about that, because it's okay to be interested in other cultures, and like, you are Black and you were raised Black, so like, that is a part of you as well. It's not like you're ignoring it or like pretending like you aren't Black and like trying to be somebody else or something like that. And I was like, yeah, I guess you're right, but it would still be nice to, I guess, have a better understanding or footing, or just having something to connect to. Even if I ever did like one of those DNA tests and find out like where we came from or like what we're connected to, it would be good to know, but like, what can I really do with that? Are you allowed to then go act like let me go visit like the motherland and like
syndrome.
Yeah. Which
I had a conversation with two of my friends who are also Black in college. I was telling them, like, we were walking back from class one day, and I was like, yeah, I really don't remember how we got on the topic, but it was on the same, like, feeling connected or disconnected. And I was like, I particularly feel disconnected because I don't know, like, exactly who all we come from. And we didn't grow up with really our family talking about a specific people, except for, like, the only I don't even know if it's fact, but the only fact that I knew was that we had like Native American close in our, on our mom's side. Well, I guess honestly,
I'm gonna get into that. We have it on both. I'm gonna get into that.
It was more noted and apparent in my mom's side, at least to me. And like, we were told like a couple different,
what, potential tribes?
Yes. I was trying to think of the word tribes that it could be, but I was like, well, I don't know. It's not like we grew up around those people who might be connected to those tribes and learned things from them, because we just didn't. So I was like, I don't really feel like I could claim that either, because it's not a part of my identity. It might be a part of my DNA, but like, I didn't grow up learning anything about it. So like, even if I find out that I am connected to those tribes, it's like, well, it's been like 3 decades. Like, what do I do with this information? Like, can I just walk in and be like, hi guys, I'm one of you. And they're just like, okay. I mean, they might not be, but in my head, I'm like, they're gonna think, oh, this girl knows what she's talking about. Like, who are you? Like, you grew up doing this? It's like the gatekeeping thing.
I genuinely don't think that.
I'm like, I'm projecting, but but it's just like that mentality of how is it overstepping? Is it like just you having like an inferiority complex about it, or is it supposed to be like
cultures are meant to be shared.
Yeah, there's no time limit on it type thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can immerse yourself in it in whatever point of your life. Like, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just got to get over that hurdle. Like, it doesn't matter. But, being called an Oreo growing up will do things to you. It's like, well, what do you mean I'm not black? I don't act black.
The thing about that is, oddly enough, that never sounded negative to me when I was in high school. Like, when I was in the throes of like really liking white things, I'm putting that in air quotes. To me, I was just like, yeah, cool. Like, yeah, I like rock music. Yeah, I don't like the same things that the other black kids around me like. Like, it wasn't like not a badge of honor. That's a little too strong, but like, I don't know. The term Oreo never felt like an insult to me until later in life. I was like, oh. And there were things like, there was this guy, he was white. His name was, well, actually, I'm not going to name him, but like, it's a super common white name, so it's kind of funny. But he used to like make fun of my name sometimes. And like, that definitely, I was like, hey, bro, that's not funny. But one time he was like, you're the whitest black girl I know, or something like that. And I was like,
You know, it's funny that's bring a weird rock statement. Music, because doesn't that have origins in African American?
So many things do.
It's so funny that you said that's the white person
thing. Yeah, but when I was in high school, I was like Linkin Park and Skillet and 3 Days Grace and Sick Puppies. I was like, yeah, this is the kind of music that I listen to more often than like, I don't know, like what rappers might have been. Well, I know I liked Tyler Creator back then. I liked Odd Future back then. So like, we grew up. And an eclectic music household. So I did like all sorts of things, but like the bands were part of my core identity, but also our future was. So I kind of had the rap and rock connection or whatever, but yeah, there were times where it did feel weird. Like, oh my gosh, one of my best friends from when I was younger, one day she was like, you're going to be, this is going to sound so crazy. She was like, you got to be a black, like, you got to act straight like a black girl for a day. She was like, no rock music. You can't wear like a band tee. Not that I wore band tees that much, but she was like, you can't wear like a wrestling tee. Like, I got to dress you, and you got to like, you can't say certain words that I normally say. Like, this is a whole thing, man. And looking back on it, it's insane. Even back then, it was hilarious. It wasn't like crazy to me. It was just funny. But looking back on it, I'm like, are we going to talk about that?
Yeah, like, let's circle back.
Yeah. But so I'm going to find a picture, because I think I have a picture of my outfit. It was like nothing. It was like some colored pants, some boots, and like a black lace shirt or something. Like, it wasn't like what black girls like wear. It was pretty normal. But she was just like, you can't listen to rock music today or something. Well, like, you can't say dude or whatever. I don't know. I don't even know if I said that back then. But she was just like, yeah, you got to be like black for your day. And that's kind of crazy.
I think the first time, ever since the first time someone called me an Oreo, I immediately felt it and heard it in a negative connotation. I never saw it as a compliment. So it's funny, we had totally opposite.
Yeah, like I used to, like, I think I probably upset. Called myself an Oreo.
Because I was upset when people pointed that out. Because I'm like, why does it have to be one or the other? And why does it have to be, like...
I think for you especially, the whole talking proper thing was, like, a big thing for
no,
you.
No, it was because I've had teachers tell me that. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you... Yeah, like... Elementary, middle, high, like, you sound so proper. They didn't say, like, for a Black girl or anything like that, but that's it was implied. Like, it was like, oh, you talk so, I don't know what words they might have used, eloquently or something. But I think it also didn't help that, I don't know if I've said this in another episode, but in elementary school, it started real early for me, like, dressing how I want to dress. I would wear slacks. And, like, those, like, loafer business-type shoes and blazers, like, just because.
That is
like,
funny.
And I don't even know how to explain it, because I didn't know how to explain it back then either. It was just, like, oh, because I want to. Because people would be like, why are you dressed up? And I'm like, I just wanted
this
to wear
this isn't dressed
it.
Up to me.
Yeah, it's not, like, it's just, like, a different version of, like, what I want to wear. And other days, I'll be, like, super casual, just basic colored shirt. I don't even wear a lot of graphic. It was either like a little pattern or like just solid color, and then just jeans or something. I don't know. I don't really remember what I wore in elementary school, but it would be like that with like sneakers that are all dirty because I would use them to play outside. And then the next day I would come in wearing a blazer, slacks, loafers. My hair might be clipped up in like a claw clip just because. And it was giving, I'm about to go to an interview, but I'm like 10.
But they tell you to dress for the job you want. You wanted to be a businesswoman.
That's crazy because no. But I don't know why. Like literally, it's not like I saw other kids doing it. It's not like my parents every single day dressed up like this and went to work like this. Like I just did it literally just because I wanted to. And I learned a little later that my mom used to dress like that when she was in grade school just because. And I'm like... So, like,
wait, I don't think I knew that. Or I just forgot.
Because I also like pleated skirts and, like, the same style of shoes and, like, dressy sort of tops. And she was like, that was my style in, like, middle high school. And I'm like,
it's a genetic.
I didn't know it was genetic like that. That's crazy. But I would just walk up in school, like, on the school bus, dress like that. And I didn't think it was weird because I just, like, sometimes I just felt comfortable wearing it. So I wanted to wear it. But I think that didn't help my image because I would talk that way. And the teacher was like, oh, look at you, little Miss Businesswoman. Oh, you're going to go so far. And I'm like.
And I feel like I would.
I'm just living. Like, what?
If I had to guess, 50% of the times that they were like, oh, you talk so proper or whatever was probably, you know, internally followed up by for a Black kid. But the other times it was because, like, you're literally dressed like you're about to give a presentation. Like, wow, you're like for your age. You're so mature.
And I don't know why that is, because I think I was, like, a little more mature. But if I was with friends, that depends. Like, I can either go a little crazy or still be, like, kind of...
The mom of the group. Still,
yeah,
like
it's just, it started
one.
Really early. But, yeah, it kind of really bothered me when students would say it, but it bothered me more when the adults would say it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, if a kid says it, it's one thing, but like if y'all are saying it, I don't know what you mean, because kids can just say whatever. Like they can just say whatever. Like I'm not talking like their friends, so they're gonna be like, oh, you talk different, or like you sound really proper. Maybe they're thinking like I sound like a teacher or something. But if the adults say it, they are saying it with an intention, and I didn't know what that intention was as a kid, so I'm just like mildly uncomfortable. Like you don't say this to anybody else. Explain yourself. Call you out right now. But yeah, I don't think I ever liked that. Like, even getting older, I was still like, now I really understood what y'all meant. And now I really don't like it. Yeah. But, I don't know. It's just like, why can't I like Japanese music and just still be Black, guys? It's not like I'm trying to be Japanese.
I don't know if I've brought this up on here before, but I know I've brought it up, like, in conversation with you in the last, like, half a year. But since I was so into Asian culture... or like Asian pop culture in high school, there was this one guy, he was like, you know, I bet you're gonna grow up and marry a Black guy.
Oh.
And, but the way he said it, it was kind of just like, oh, I'm wishing this on you like a curse or something. Like, haha, you're not gonna get an Asian guy like you think you, because all I like was Asian guys or something, which I never said that, but I think it's because his best friend who was a black guy, liked me in high school and I didn't like him back. So I guess he was like, she only likes Asian dudes or something. So he was like, yeah, you're going to grow up and marry a black guy. And I'm like, okay, and if I do?
Yeah, like
at the time I was like that. But I'm not going to lie, I was less attracted to black guys at the time, but it's not like I ever was like, I only date white guys, I only date Asian guys. Like, I never, because I wasn't dating anybody.
Exactly. Like,
so I never said that. And if I gave that vibe, like, I kind of understand, but it's just crazy for him to be like, yeah, you're going to grow up and marry a black guy. Because, like, at this point in my life, I don't even have a type. My type is more personality based.
Yeah, exactly. But it's only personality.
I realized that, like, some people who are not conventionally attractive, or people who at first glance I don't think look good, if I get to know them, sometimes their personality is what, like, really brings out what's attractive about them. So, like,
no, because I was literally just talking to you about this. Like, in games, it's like,
oh,
all the, like, the characters that are like the average one or the goes under the radar ones because they're not designed to be the conventionally attractive ones, mm-hmm. I somehow always end up liking them more.
Like, even
like it sneaks up on me. I don't even try to. It's not like I'm actively avoiding the other characters. It's oh, they exist and they are pretty. That's cool. But then, like, the other characters will do stuff and I'm like, you're just like me, for real. And then I just like them more. And I'm like, this has been a pattern. So
a lot of my biases in K-pop groups were always like the, I don't know if that's the word, but me, like,
neither.
A lot of the people who were my bias in K-pop groups weren't the faces of the group or whatever. Like in 17, it was DK and Vernon. In BTS, it was J-Hope. In Teen Top, it was Cap, right? Cap is in that group, and then Top is in Big Bang.
Yeah, okay. I always had to make a distinction.
Yes, and they're both hats. Like,
that's why I was confused, because I was like, which one is in which?
Oop. But yeah, so like, I always kind of like the less conventionally attractive people, and even like not talking looks. A lot of my favorite wrestlers over the year, with the exception of like John Cena, because like it's John Cena, but. A lot of the people that I gravitated towards were like not popular, but they were my favorites. And so I guess this is just something that applies to so many things in my life, is that I gravitate towards what's not, like, everybody else is over here and I'm over here like, oh, look at this thing. But yeah, back to the whole, like
other girls, but like not in the pick me way. It's just like genuine. I just don't.
It appears that
I am not like other people of the XX chromosome.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, wait, let's not get into scientific reasoning.
Ma'am, don't get us canceled.
Yeah, oopsie.
But yeah, backtracking to high school, he was like, yeah, you're going to marry a black guy. And I'm like, at the time, even I thought that was a crazy thing to say. But especially now, I'm like, okay, if he's cool, if he's cute, like, it doesn't matter anymore. But I will say, back in high school, it's just the guys that were around me, the black guys in particular, they were, you know, about, so many of them were kind of just putting on the front of like, yeah, I'm a bad guy or whatever, or like, yeah, I do drugs at a young age and stuff. So like, yeah, I wasn't really into them, but it wasn't because they were black. It was just because how they were acting.
It's the way the very first person I tried to like force myself to have a crush on in middle school, when I talked about this in my episode 2,
look at you remembering numbers.
Because that was the the prime month one, so that's why I remember it. Was this black guy who was that exact, well, he wasn't like, oh, I'm bad, but he was just like the I don't care about anything type of personality, but not in like a, ooh, secretly he like feeds, I don't know, homeless cats and like goes volunteers. But in school he's just like nonchalant, like, no, he just did not care. But also he was low-key a pothead in seventh grade, and I'm like,
jeez,
why did I pick him?
Yeah, why did you, girl?
I chose him because my friend, okay, this is gonna sound bad, but like I said in episode 2, I never had the connections to like romantic attraction and stuff, so it did not click this way. But my friend in middle school had a crush on him, so I was trying to see like, well, if she likes him, then he's attractive in some way. So I was trying to see like if I would find that somewhere. So like I said, for like 4 days, I was attempting to have a crush and it just didn't work. And I'm like, oh, girl, you can have them. I don't care.
Like, girl, like, that's what you want.
I was, yeah, like, actually, I think that gave me time to like do a little character analysis on him. And I was like, girl, you could do so much better.
Oh, no.
Like, seriously. I wonder where he is in life now, because he probably had to glow up. But
for his sake, well, so.
Hopefully he had to glow up. But it was wild. I chose him out of everybody. Because there were so other funny. Black boys, but I was just like, well, clearly someone likes him, so let's see what they're to talk about, and crickets. So, yeah, I agree. I had similar exposure to those types of people.
Yeah, but I did have black guys who, well, okay, this isn't going to sound like, oh, yeah, all the boys were on me. No. But there were a couple of guys who happened to be black who did have crushes on me, and they were fine. They weren't like... They weren't problem kids. One of them might have been, but one of them that comes to mind, it was a good guy, but I just wasn't trying to date nobody. But he was a cool guy, and he still is. Like, he's very successful right now, and I'm like, I love to see it. But yeah, those are some thoughts on being black.
Speaking about sounding proper and talking and all of that, like I said earlier, I've been going through a bunch of books. And I found this folder with a bunch of papers and assignments from between first grade and sixth grade. And I found a bunch of essays that I wrote in fifth grade. Pretty sure it was just fifth grade. I don't know why those teachers thought I sounded eloquent, because on paper, I was talking about the craziest stuff. Like, I literally was just stream of conscious writing, I swear. Even though we did the whole rough draft, split your paper in four quadrants, and this is going to be your opening paragraph,
oh my God,
body text, and then conclusion. And, like, we had to color code, like, what would be the hook, the main body, and, like, it was so much. Like, it was a whole formula. And I actually hated it back in school because it just felt like it took forever. And I'm like, can I just write? But some of those essays... I physically was convulsing. Like, I was like outwardly like, oh God, I can't read this, because the shame, like, it wasn't the way I wrote it. Well, it was partly the way, it was mostly the way I wrote it, but it was what I wrote about. I guess it was like, we wrote an essay a month or essay a week or something, and we would turn it in, because I found a lot. But one of them, I was writing about one of my OCs that I made in fifth grade. Actually, it was three of them, but I think I was mostly talking about one of them because I had a very loose story. I actually wrote nothing about it. It was mostly just me doodling them. But girl, when I tell you her name, well, yeah. It was one of the characters' names I got from a Japanese word, right? It wasn't even a Japanese name.
It's just
sure if anyone has heard of anime, and they know a little bit of like the konnichiwa, like just the keywords you would hear.
I'm not ready.
You're not Mecca. No one. I wasn't ready. I forgot she existed. I wish she would have stayed in the depths of that folder. But her name was the spelling of senpai with the M, but it had J A at the beginning. But you didn't pronounce it as senpai, because I remember I said her name was like just senpai or something, but I spelled
just
it
senpai.
Something like that. And she had a nickname because you didn't say her full name all the time. Girl, because that's how I forgot that was even her name, because I called her something different. But, like, that was her government
girl,
name.
Girl, what the heck?
Yeah. You don't even want to know what the main character, like, the main girl I was writing about. Like, that wasn't even her. No, but it wasn't.
Oh, my God. No, because have we ever said, like, our full name on the pod? I think we have.
I don't know.
Not like first and last, but just like our whole first name.
You probably didn't like episode one.
Okay, well, I'm not doxing myself. So my name is Lameka. And when I brought up the white guy who was like, oh, you're the coolest black girl I ever met or whatever. And when I said that he used to like make jokes about my name, he used to say stuff like LaDasha and like LaQuanda and stuff like that. He would just say like La and then add stuff to it. So
my friends did the exact same thing in high school, but it was more cursed.
Oh yeah,
it was cursed.
But you, so like on that same train of thought though, like following his racism, you saying Jacinpe is just so just like kind of ghetto, bro. Like you just add.
Oh no,
like,
it was, and it was so. I was like,
it kind of sounded like Giuseppe though.
Okay, well that makes me feel a little better. I'm gonna have to go back because the folder is now in my closet, and I high key should have taken a picture, but I think I just wanted to forget it existed. I did not finish reading it. Like, I skimmed the first page and a half because it was like three sheets of paper, and I was like, I can't do this. Like, it's just the way I was writing it was low-key very disorganized. Like, I feel like
this is something you turned in.
Yes, and that's the problem. I turned that in. I don't even remember what the prompt was, but I feel like I was really stretching the prompt. Like, I feel like it wasn't write about a character you created, because no. But I was like, well, I want to talk about her, so I'm going to force her this essay. And I wrote the entire thing about the main girl, but like the Jacinthe or whatever. And then I forget the other girl's name. There were sisters. It was like three of them.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, well, for one, your parents, if you have canon parents, they suck, because why did they name y'all this? But yeah, I was cringing at a lot of those essays. I wrote another one. The prompt was like, if your school could be different, how would you want it to be? And I wrote, I will want my school life to be like Hollywood.
Girl, what movies were you watching?
I don't know. That one I actually didn't read, because that was like one of the last ones I saw, and I was like fatigued at the earlier ones I was reading. But I was like, Hollywood, what am I on? Like, what am I talking about? Actually, I was just yapping. And somehow I got like 600s on my writing SOL. So either I wrote so much better on those, and in class I was just like, well, it doesn't really matter what I talk about, I'm just gonna write about my OCs. Like, I'm so embarrassed for
her. They said there's genius to this madness. So we're gonna like,
she must have dug past like five layers to get to the potential that they claim they saw in me, because I just cannot see how that on paper and then like the mental image of me at that age is the same person.
Now, you know the lady who's like, some of y'all are so creative.
Yes, I love her. Yeah, that was probably our teacher grading this paper like.
Can we say our teacher, because we had that same teacher years apart. Did.
Yeah. Oh gosh, I can't.
I'm gonna put that on my goals list. I gotta go see her this year.
I wrote an essay. The prompt was like, what is someone you look up to, or like someone that's good in your life or something? I forget. And I wrote about our late aunt being a teacher and how like the job of teacher is cool. And I was like, oh yeah.
Tell our parents about this.
Yeah. Cause I was like, I can't believe y'all have to read this. But it's so funny because I wrote it about her. Like, that was the intention of the prompt. But for the majority of the essay, I was writing like different scenarios into why it's important to like, listen to what your teachers say. But it saying it is sounding like, oh, I was a teacher's pet. Like, I was writing this and I knew my teacher was going to read it, and she'd be like, oh, she's so right.
Actually,
teachers are so important. Yeah, like, but no, some of my scenarios I wrote was like, you need to listen to your teachers, because what if they, like, in the real world, you're trying to save an animal. I forget what animal I wrote, but I was talking about an animal. And you accidentally pump it full of helium instead of oxygen because you didn't listen to your teacher in science class when they told you that people need to breathe oxygen to live and not helium. And you accidentally swap the gases, or you like source the gases wrong and you end up killing the animal. But you could have avoided that if you listened in science class. Like, that's what I was writing.
Wrong with you, boy.
I do not know how I came up with these things. There was like 3-4 different scenarios in that essay that I was like,
okay, but you're also the same person who was passing notes back and forth with people doing those story things, talking about like, I don't even know. That mess.
I was fixated on oranges, and like the one sin is Americans. Oh, something about,
I'm scared
like,
of salads. Or
yeah,
because
like,
I was about
right.
to say salads and oranges.
That
those
was a normal. That was a normal sentence though. Like, the other ones were kind of wild. And yeah.
And now I see why you were writing stuff like that, because your brain wasn't and still isn't right. But hey.
And why did nobody see this?
The signs were there.
They thought
why didn't
I was
y'all
get normal. They thought I was normal. Oh God.
Maybe they didn't, but they were just and like, just I mean, if her anything? Parents ain't say nothing, then I'm gonna just write this paper.
No, I need my fifth grade teacher. I needed her to say something, because those essays
if you
were
see
not
something. Say something.
Please, because I was scared. I couldn't even read. I read the teacher one from front to back because I was kind of intrigued. I was like, I didn't remember writing this about her. But for the other ones, I honestly could not get very far, because I'm like, I can't believe this was by my hand.
You know, I have something similar, not as wild, but in high school, the keyboarding class that I took, we had like a daily journal or whatever to practice our typing.
I never took keyboarding. I was sad.
It was cool. The teacher was cool. And I've actually seen her like at my job a couple times.
It's because that wasn't a core class. It was an elective. Right, it was an elective. I did art for both my electives. So.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't. So I had time. I did keyboarding and I did like personal finance or something. And like that teacher was my golf coach. So he made me take the next level of that class too, because he was like, you in this class. But anyway, the keyboarding class, we had to type, like, the first thing we did in class was to type, like, I don't know if there were prompts or if she was just like brain dump something, but use your typing techniques. So she would leave notes on them, though. At the end of the week, we'd print them all out, and she, like, I guess she was, I don't know what she was grading, because you can't.
Probably just, like, if you wrote it or not.
Well, actually, I think you had to type without your hands leaving the keyboard or whatever, and you couldn't backspace either. So she would be able to tell, like, whether you were doing a good job or not based on, like,
how she thought. They, like, calculated the number of times you backspace?
No, you just weren't allowed to. So if you messed up, you just had to leave it there.
So it was an honor system.
I guess so. So, and then she would, like, make comments on your story sometimes if they were interesting. And I think one time I wrote about, like, how I had surgery on my knee. I used to have scoliosis or something. And she was like, I'm sorry to hear that or something. Like, she made some comment. I don't know. She was cool, though.
I'm sorry to hear that or something.
I don't remember what she said, but I know I still got it because I'm still a recovering hoarder. So I probably have those little printouts with her notes on it somewhere.
I also found a picture of me in this summer camp when, I forgot what year it was. It was like 2009 or something. Oh, that comes back. But I'm actually going to put that because I was kind of cute. But I forgot about that summer camp. And I saw that picture and was like, wow.
Was it the coding one by chance?
Or no, that was this is okay. A different one. It was like with... I actually really don't remember anything we did except that our teacher was Hispanic and he gave everyone like a Spanish name version of their name. And he looked at my name and was like, oh, you're easy. You're like Lamia or something like that. And he spelled it L-A-M-I-A. Okay. And then it was like a little name tag on our desk. And he put that picture, like it was stapled to the name tag. So I have no idea what that summer camp was. I actually have no recollection. I do not know what I did there. I just know this picture exists. So it happened. But yeah, sorry, continue.
No, girl, I wasn't continuing with anything. I don't even know what I was talking about. No! Which is probably the cue that we need to end this episode, if you would like to.
Yeah, I don't want to make it terribly long because I could just keep yapping.
That I would argue that's what this is for, but...
Well, it was still structured because we still had stuff typed out to talk about. I kind of was just going off. I did type down the essays thing because I wanted to mention that at some point. So it slid right in with the... speaking eloquently or not. But
that's funny. But yeah, we ain't gonna hold y'all, so
wait.
I guess we're holding y'all.
No, because this was going to be my story time. Like kind of my, it's not really a story. All I was going to say was that for the past like 2 weeks there's been 3 songs stuck in my head, and I just need the world to know, because I'm angry and like it won't leave. And those 3 songs are so very different from each other. One of them is called Flowers in My Hair by Wes Reeve. If y'all want to go hear what that sounds like, you can look it up. If not, it feels like what I told you. You're sitting in a field of flowers and there's fairies playing miniature versions of like ukuleles or something and flutes. And they're all dancing around making flower crowns and you're just like serenading the autumn breeze. Like it just feels like a fairy tale.
Oh, this was given springtime. Hmm. It was given springtime.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Spring. Yeah. I don't know why I said autumn. So there's that vibe. And then immediately after that vibe comes Igloo by Kiss of Life, which is like a hip hop baddie. I can get any man I want kind of song.
I got a friend who listens to them.
That's if like he listens the only to this song episode, he's going to be like, oh, my gosh. Because I only heard it because... like certain songs in K-pop would like go viral, so I would hear it in a lot of videos or shorts like as the audio of it, and if I'm so intrigued I go and listen to it later. But I don't listen to Kiss of Life, but I am intrigued because I've heard 2 songs by them by now, and Igloo is like a b-side, so I'm like, this Aura is giving title tracks, so I'm shocked. But that's in my head. And then right after that, it's What Is This Feeling from Wicked, because we went to go see Wicked. And that's very much, you know, a musical theater song. So, which doesn't really explain anything because they're also different. But yeah, we have fairy tale, we have hip hop, we have I'm in a musical.
It's a storm.
And they're all raging in your head. Like all playing at the same time. Or like two of them will be playing at one point, and then like it'll switch to the third one and one of them will stop playing, but it's always two at the same time at the minimum. And I'm slowly losing my mind. Also, earlier today, I'm a diva was a verbal, like, I don't know, take verbal. I kept saying it because it wouldn't, that one part would not leave my mind. So it's I'm a diva on top of those other three songs. So
that's
a
mess.
Just want y'all to know what goes through my head at like any given point of the day. Save me.
They can't do nothing for you.
Give me other songs or something. Because, well, Flower, they're all so good though, which I'm not upset at the songs. It's just they won't leave. They won't leave.
I heard the pain in that.
I feel like it would be cool if we edited those in, but I don't know if that's a copyright.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's
like, yeah, so.
I don't know though. We'll see.
The descriptions are good enough for you. Yeah, that's my actual last thing.
Thanks for listening. Follow us at Related Note Pod on X and Instagram, and look up On a Related Note wherever you listen to your podcasts if you prefer to listen. I think that's it. It feels like it's been a while since we've filmed
it, an
episode.
Has,
so
like
I'm
a
like,
month. It's been the same amount of time, but like.
That's debatable, honestly. I don't know. Yeah, it feels actually, like it's been a while. So hopefully I ended that the way that I usually end that.
Until we app again.
Bye.